1 hour.
Okay.
This is tape number 3 on March the 8th, 1998, and after the break. And I think if we clear our space now...
That's the break in this room, not a break in California or something.
Spring break.
Over to you, Commander.
Well, as with most of you dealing with Dharma, I have to hop in where I can and immediately start pulling plugs. You remember the duct tape I told you to bring? When we've kept her locked up and unable to talk, literally, for so many weeks and so much time goes by that when she sees her friends, it's rattle, rattle, rattle. But I guess we can put up with it. I don't know what else to do. And during that period of time, I can't even express the appreciation for the ones that have taken this load of my tripling up on writing. I know that it's very hard to afford these papers. I do know that ones out there have been generous as they can be to help us. And somehow we're going to make it. We're getting down to where the information is extremely important in analyzing what you're up against. And I'm not even going to pretend to accept some opinion of bigotry or lack of broad-mindedness, nor any of the cliches that are dumped on us. We are only bringing truth as it has been established. And I realize that the ones of you on that firing line, having to read this material, lay it out, get it into paper format, and I want to tell you that I think you are doing an incredible job. That is a paper to be proud of. And that kind of pride is absolutely worthy. Always, when you project something, be able to be proud of it. But this is beyond that. And word is coming back. I can tell you right now that a very, very high level person in the OPEC arena, that area, OPEC meaning the oil ministers, but he had not literally been able to see a paper, but he knew of the journals and he knew of the paper. Now that is a compliment that's half a world away in Africa, North Africa, not even down where we have our own friends, which are way down in the other end of Africa. You will, with this paper. And the reason that I know that you will with this paper succeed is that it will reach the ones it needs to reach, and then it will just expand on its own. You cannot expect this kind of material to get to the bestseller list in New York. And I think you'd rather it not. We have to be very careful what we write, but in our writing, we're only bringing forth research and what has long been written before. And I would want you to tell Ed that I did speak on this a little bit. You see, at the time of Walter Russell, Nikola Tesla, J.P. Morgan, Mellon, these high wheeler dealers, Mr. Westinghouse, you see, Westinghouse has now moved out of the industrial business. It's incredible what you're not told. But anyway, Mr. Tesla was very instrumental in some of this research. You see, the reason that Henry Ford was chosen to be the one in charge of the articles was because he had the Dearborn Independent paper. it doesn't help if you have no place to put it out for people to read. And you can't shove it down anyone's throat. So it was decided amongst this group of quietly meeting scientists, etc., that we're working out what in the world do we do. The only tool you have when everything is controlled and everything is secret and everything is the lie is getting it public. Because people are not dumb. The enemy has tried very diligently to dumb down society, to dumb down your children in school, to bore them to death and not let them learn anything. You see, you're going to find out that Mr. Einstein's work was conceived to mislead. Never misled the scientists that were brought over here from Germany, for instance. Mr. Einstein was not even very bright in school. He seemed to be a very, very bright scientist once he got started, and he gets credit for atomic theories and so forth. Don't buy into that. His theories of relativity are incorrect. All of the space theories are incorrect. And now it's out of the bag. But this did not stop the Kahila from going ahead and coming up with these weapons of mass destruction. That's a very suitable term for them. You see, what they're throwing back is exactly what they are. And you can know it every time. Mr. Einstein, like Billy, had a big problem. And one of his bigger problems was Marilyn Monroe, who was a monarch of MK Ultra. Kathy O'Brien, really. You see, they love playing with those toys. And there will always be an opportunity to provide them with these toys so that later they can be blackmailed. And after atomic destruction in Japan, Mr. Einstein wished he were dead because he felt that he had provided enough technology toward that dropping and bombing of the Japanese that it was very hard for him to deal with that. So we don't go out and search and try to find someone that we can make a big hate crime against. All we need to do is know and make it available. We don't have to shred up the paper and stuff it down anyone's throat. But nobody argues really with this paper. And yet I'm going to tell you another one. Rick got a call. This person often calls EJ. And he comes from one of the most elite news sources, EIR, you know. And that also is attached to the New Federalist, which is Mr. LaRouche. So he comes forth and he says, why are you running that stuff, that garbage? All you're doing is just going to stir up the ADL and inferring that what we're writing is not truth. Don't they give themselves away? Every time they give themselves away. We're not down on any race. You need to know who enemies are. You need to know your jailers, people, or you're going to go out there and you're going to do the wrong thing and somebody's going to shoot you. And they're going to get away with it. Don't buy into that. We're very, very careful how we write. We have tried it in a court of law with the same bunch of people, only they were called US&P. It's the same Kahila with the same Kahal following those same rituals. And what they have done to Mr. Russell's life work is to me unthinkable. But he was never able or willing to give up his societal position in high society. And then he heard the siren's call and he answered it. And that was the end of Mr. Russell's work. And Tesla told Walter, just about the same way he told Henry Ford, you don't understand, mankind has not evolved. In other words, had not gone through that metamorphosis and into the realization of your ability or your creative stature. And maybe would not for another 1,000 years, and it has not been even 100. Man's not ready for this. He won't understand it. He will use it, and then he will bury it. Well, if any of you are up on Tesla, you will know what J.P. Morgan did to him. And we note that Marconi, there are some radio big honking controversies going on about Marconi. Marconi did not invent the radio. Nikola Tesla did. J.P. Morgan appointed Marconi so that he could get the information and call it Marconi's, so he didn't have to pay Tesla. So I'm not hiding information, and I can't help it if the culprit always comes back to be the adversary. And yet, a lot of you could take lessons. They don't quit. They don't give up. They know what they want. They want to excel. And they'll go to any lengths to do that. And they want to gain property. Well, God's people do not need to live in poverty, for goodness sakes. God is abundance. But they've been able to manage to make you think that somehow it's awful. That you shouldn't succeed. That you should not have. You must suffer. Well, you've never heard anything like the Kahila in their suffering. That's their trick in the trade. All the while, the head of MCI or someone up there is bitching about how hard and persecuted are these people. The day that you're reading that they're going to get another $50 billion, is it? It's an incredible amount of money that they've decided Germany hasn't repaid some of those people, made retribution or restitution. They are already paying more Jews reparation than there were Jews. Now, how do you account for that? And then how do you account for the fact that suddenly out of the banks in Switzerland, don't go to Switzerland for your bank accounts, guys. Go to Liechtenstein if you've got to be in Europe. Go offshore. It's not safe in the Swiss banks. It isn't just gold that they're after. They're after other things, too. And the funny thing is, it's their own people. And that's why I want you to read very carefully what we're writing, because you're going to be able to see that the Jewish people, and I don't know what else to call them, they named themselves that. And that was, you know, within the last millennium, several centuries. They called themselves that. It had never been used before. And literally never was used until the 17th or 18th century in the 1700s. It began to have some use. So when you see it, you know it's a translation. And you also know it's an incorrect one. You also have to look at the fact that the Kahal is based on the Illuminati rules, which are based on the protocols. I don't have any objection to them writing those. They were pretty clever. They figured out a way that over the centuries they could own and run and control and rule the world. That's Lucifer's territory. God, all he has to do is go and create another. And when you get a little bit better at it, students, so can you. But we need to do it together. You're not ready to solo. But when you put it in those perceptions, you can understand it better. And you can admire at least the ability of the goal-seeking mechanism that never quits. They know what they want, and they will get it at all costs to everybody around. They will finally do themselves in because they cannot quit, and they will not lose face. They will blow this world away before they will say they were wrong. And I love the way that Kofi Annan handled himself in Iraq. That made you swell with, I guess it's pride, just respect, I think. I also noted that many of you, in witnessing Terry Gozzi's speaking with Larry King, how well he handled himself. And that made you feel proud to be a part of this non-warness. And then when Larry very seriously asked, well, now we understand that he was in constant touch or often in touch with our Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, and you notice he had to turn his head away and laugh. And he said, well, yes, she did call constantly, and I understand all night, too. So they have their way of dealing with this. And you note how much got through. Once or twice, Larry had to change the subject. Once he made the mistake of asking about gassing your own people. And he said, no, that's not so. It's not so. And I hope that all of you got it when he said, we had the proof. We have reports. We have documents. And now Mr. Annan has some of them. Oh, these are things. These are going to go right back to Little Rock, Arkansas, and BCCI. And one person that we are working with, he's that really only dwells in Africa. He's from on higher up in the continent of Africa, but he's very close friends. And he says, oh, my goodness, he said, I lost a bundle in BCCI. So I think they're going to enjoy getting it back, don't you? The Bank of Commerce, and its bank, it no longer is here. It was created to handle agricultural money for Iraq and Iran. It was one of those incredible Iran-Contra things. But it is interesting to note that in both BCCI and BNL banks, Mr. Bush and Mr. Saddam Hussein had joint bank accounts. And in one branch alone, they had $250 billion that they could pull from. In another, they had $250 million, which is so much less that you don't notice. But you notice they froze all of Iraq's accounts. And still, it was so stinking rotten that BCCI folded. These are the things we could just haggle over and thrash out and have so much fun doing it. Except that while we're doing it, you know, there are other things that I suppose we should be doing. Although I think information is all that we really have. And once you can get beyond that which closes you into the narrowness of the possibilities, you can begin to expand, and then the answer not only becomes doable, but quite logical that you would do it. there is desperation in the heart of government. These people are scared to death. If they can't start a war, what in the world are they going to do? You see, you have to have something to finish that circle and lock that handcuff. Until they lock it, you can still squeeze out of it. But you can't fight your way out of it. Because they're working on that too. They will just get narrower and narrower, and they'll get right down finally until you can't do anything but commit suicide. And that comes from fighting with them. They will get you. Or they'll put you away. And I don't care what Christian group is going to say, don't take the mark of the beast, don't do this, don't do that. Make yourself stick out like a damn sore thumb and die? Is that what you want? To me, that is absolutely the chicken way out. Don't tell me I'll die for God. Either you're willing to live for God or you're already half dead. It doesn't mean you have to go out and preach. Doesn't mean you have to go out and do much of anything except understand the truth of it. And the cop-out of it. And never, never assume you know somebody else's contract. Because when you start trying to figure out why somebody else did whatever they did or why they're doing whatever they're doing, you can only speculate. And it reminds me a little bit of what they're doing on the news these days, day after day after day after day after hour. Hour. They have the same faces up there making the same speculations. And they are saturating you with it until it's like weapons of mass destruction. You don't even think Iraq and Saddam without that silly term. And Desert Thunder. Now, isn't that cute to go along with Desert Storm? Now, I want to tell you that is brilliance. And now look at what's happened.
When did they get the lightning?
Oh, yeah, well.
Of course, they should have done that first.
We're working on that one. They were going to inoculate all of your guys over there with anthrax vaccine. Does anybody know what happened lately? Like this week? They got the first batch over there and it was no good. And you wonder why you kill off your own people? Oh, well, oops. You're dealing with deadly stuff, and oops. Guess we'll have to put it off another month until the second batch arrives. Well, what happened to it? Well, it froze, dummies. Oh, it's frightening. It is truly frightening. All you have to know is that out of every story they tell you, it will not be truth. There will be a little bit of truth, but guess what? They've got another problem the 15th of this month. Isn't that interesting? Bahrain has told them to get your troops out and off of our country by March 15th. Now, where are you going to put them? You just kept sending them over and sending them over, and Madeline will get up and tell you, oh, we've got a lot of people with us. We've got Bahrain, and we've got Kuwait, and you can't even find it on the map. They're so little. One belongs to Bush, and the other belongs to Britain and Bush. So you've got all of your aircraft stacked up over there in Kuwait, and wouldn't it be wonderful if lightning struck? Yeah. All your weapons of mass destruction over there with nuclear warheads. It's not pretty these days. And some of you are military age. And some of you are just barely past. And all of you have little children coming up in various ages to have to live in this world. And it should be better than just survival. And we're going to make it better than just survival. And we're going to enjoy doing what we're doing, because we will be creating. And it will be a remarkable time. And you don't have to worry about the Indians. Jesse will do it.
If he's not playing army.
In Bahrain.
Well, don't count it out, Jesse. I'm not going to take you to Bahrain, but I sure may take you to Cairo. You see, they have to know what it is we are going to do. And I don't think anybody thought that big. And I see, Jesse, and I thank you for this. You're right in there pitching, and I know that you're being heard. We're going to do this. Would anybody like to ask me anything? Because I'm going to close this down so that you out of town can make it home.
Commander, I have a question. You were talking earlier about the proton and the electron and the neutron, and that the power is in the manipulation of the neutron.
Yes.
Would you talk about the equivalency of that kind of power in thought?
No. I want to. I really do want to. I don't know that I can, because thought is, it is the power. It is the creative power. It is the creator's power. And it stands alone. So maybe we could classify it as the neutron that conditions or changes or makes applicable everything you think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It is the creative element. Thought is a creative element, which would be the neutron of electricity. Is that too?
That's great.
That's fine with me. I mean, in other words, the could the proton and the neutron then be similar to the when idea goes out and goes into motion, it goes into the positive negative. In other words, the neutron is the base, the well, some people call it the stillness, the silence from which the power emanates and is, but can only be manifest through the electron and the proton, or through the positive and the negative.
I guess you could equate it that way, because